time is it?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Go back to sleep. You know, they say that every 9 seconds a child is born. And I think today they picked our hospital to do it in. I'm telling you, dear, babies were coming from all directions. I was afraid to move out of the spot I was in. I walked past a vent and two of them came by. I'm not kidding. I started spanking people. By the time I got to the car, the fella that gave me the car, I hit him on the back. And it's a good thing I had Mike Newcomb there today to give me a hand.
How is he?
Just fine. And guess what? Told me he's got a new girlfriend.
He has?
And every time I bumped into him, he wanted to talk about her.
I think that's terrific. It's about time he started enjoying himself. It's been almost 2 years since Marianne died.
Well, I know he's serious because he's bringing her by here tomorrow.
Well, I certainly am glad he's happy. And Cliff, I just want you to know that if I die, you have my permission to marry again.
I have your permission?
Yes.
But you're dead.
I want you to find a woman who can make you happy and help take care of the kids.
Thank you.
Would you?
Would I what?
If I die, would you marry again?
We'll talk about it when it happens.
We can't talk about it then.
Okay. No, the answer is no, I wouldn't.
Under no circumstances, if I die, would you marry again? You would be single forever.
Yes.
Would you date somebody?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, Cliff, I'm dead. I'm gone.
And you're still in the bed with me?
What if you met a gorgeous international type beauty?
Not interested.
What if you met a woman who could sing jazz?
Like Lena Horne?
And can scat.
Like Ella Fitzgerald?
You see.
Not my type.
Well, what is your type?
You.
Okay, so you met me.
You're dead.
But there's somebody out there just like me.
You're dead?
Gone.
Okay, now you're not coming back, are you?
Oh, be serious.
No, I'm serious. You're not coming back.
I'm not coming back.
So you're dead.
I'm dead.
And then I bump into this woman and she looks exactly like you.
Exactly.
And
like
you're
you.
Dead? Oh, boy. Okay, so then what I would do is I would call her up and I would ask her if she would go out on a date with me. And then I would court her and I would send her flowers and I would call her. And I would introduce her to the children, and then I would marry her and bring her in here.
Would you keep my picture up?
Well, dear, I don't have to keep your picture up because she looks exactly like you.
Good night, Cliff. You need some sleep.
Did we wake you?
I found it. It had come down the hallway. It went into my room. And I thought it was going to eat me up. You see, there are certain ways that I'm accustomed to waking up. Bacon, the smell of bacon, the smell of coffee, perking, the twerping of birds. I can even take the cold, wet nose of a sea lion, licking my toes. This is what they created so we wouldn't have to hear this in the house.
I only have one set.
Then put your heads together.
You know, Dad, if you just gave this music a chance, you might get into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what a thrill. Is this it?
Yeah, Dad, that's Clyde. He's really talented.
I see. Well, but he's sticking his tongue out. And tattooed on his tongue is a cactus.
Well, Dad, if you don't pay attention to Clyde's tongue or his makeup and just listen to what he's trying to say.
What is he trying to say?
He's saying that the world is closed.
The world is closed.
The world is closed.
Could they open it up and let him out?
Keep my picture up, huh?
Oh, yes, I'll keep your picture up there.
Where are you gonna keep it?
Out in the hallway.
Ah! Where?
I'll put it in the closet.
Oh, sorry. Where?
I'll put it over the bed.
A blow up over the bed, Cliff. I want a blow up over the bed.
With lights.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. What are you gonna do with my clothes?
I'll wear them. I'll
wear them. Just be sure you don't let her wear them.
Oh, no. No.
What will the children call her, Cliff?
Lola. Ah! Listen, dear. Our friend of 20 years, Mike, is coming over this afternoon. We gotta get downstairs.
Well, I don't know.
Dear?
I'm thinking about it.
Dear? You know, you've gained weight. Ah! You lost weight.
I'll make you some coffee.
Okay. You know, I made that statement under duress.
What was that?
I said you're the best. You're the best.
Come on, Vanessa. I don't have all day.
Then let go.
No, come on.
Hey, what's going on here?
Nothing.
Really? Why do you have your sister on the phone, Nelson?
Because she put shaving cream in my shoe and she won't admit it.
Did you do that to your brother?
Yes!
Did he do something to you first?
No!
Oh, well, then carry on. Yeah. You go upstairs and clean his shoes out.
Yeah, you clean them? I want you to polish them.
Mike!
Uh-huh. Hey, Cliff, how you doing?
How are you?
I want you to meet Nikki.
Hi.
Nikki
Phillips.
Come on in.
Thank you.
So, did you recover from last night and get some sleep?
Yeah, got a little sleep.
Nikki, this guy is bad. Bad. Last night, he takes Mrs. Summers, who delivered in 20 minutes, mm-hmm. and he talks me into Mrs. Shipley, whose husband was running around taking pictures of everything. He kept saying to me, I missed it. Could you do it again?
Well, let me go get Claire.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a beautiful house.
Yeah, I built it from a kit.
Are they here?
Yeah, they're here.
Well, what's she like?
She's got two arms, two legs.
Oh, come on, Cliff. She can't be that bad.
No, she's not bad at all.
Where is she?
She's sitting beside him on the sofa.
Clint, that is no woman. That's somebody's child.
Now, look, we're all somebody's child.
Well, she certainly does look young.
Yes, but you're looking at her from a distance.
Well, what does she look like up close?
Young girl. No. Wait a minute. Maybe she's from that part of Russia where they eat nothing but yogurt all the time. Now, look, you look at you. Come on, now. Look, you've got to behave.
No, you behave.
No, you behave.
No, you.
No, you.
You behave, because I'm not saying anything.
Well, what is that?
Well, I can't help it.
Now, look, we owe it to him. We are his closest friends. Be nice. Give him a chance, okay?
Okay, you take the coffee and I'll get the chocolate milk.
Clyde?
Cliff and Clyde aren't exactly the best of friends.
Well, you gotta develop a taste for him. You should see him in concert.
You didn't go to a Clyde concert.
Yeah?
I got him tickets for his birthday. Yeah,
I'll tell you, we had a great time.
This is Clyde, the guy with the tongue and the tattoo of the...
Wait a minute, Cliff. I gotta tell you something. Some of his lyrics are pretty good. Listen to this. In the heart of darkness, I look for the flame. In the sound of the wind, I listen for your name. I stop and discover you're all things to me.
Well, that's lovely.
It's lovely because he said the words. Mr. Clyde says, I look for your heart, your breath, your mind. You got a brother, the lord of your pride.
Well, Cliff, I gotta tell you something. I am now listening to her Clyde albums, and I got her listening to my Miles Davis albums.
Ah, now you like that, don't you?
No, not his earlier recordings. But I like his more recent stuff. I just wish he would sing.
Nikki, we gotta be going. We're supposed to be on a racquetball court in about 5 minutes.
He's teaching me how to play.
Good. Well, it's certainly nice to meet you.
Thank you. I hope we can all go out sometime.
Yeah, we'll go to Miles Davis' concert. I'll go backstage and see if I can get him to sing.
Oh, Nikki, do me a favor. You want to stop the car for me? I'll be out in a minute, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Nikki. Listen, I suppose I should have told you how young she was before I came over, but I didn't want you to make up your mind before you met her.
Well, she seems like a very lovely person.
We wish you the best of luck.
That's great. Thank you, Claire.
Bye, Mike.
I love you both.
Thank you. Take care, Mike.
How old is Mike?
He's 53.
How old do you think she is?
Under 53.
Well, Cliff, I have to confess. The whole time they were here, I kept looking for something to be wrong with it. You know, like maybe she was a bubble brain or something.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't.
No. Well, she's very intelligent, and they look very happy together.
Who are you guys talking about?
Mike Newcomb. He was here today.
Dr. Newcomb? How is he?
He seems to be doing pretty well.
Dr. Newcomb is 53 years old, and he is dating a very young woman.
How young?
About your age.
Really? Is it serious?
Well, they seem compatible.
Ah, good for him.
Would you consider dating a man that age?
Well, if I met a man that I really liked, I wouldn't care about his age.
So what you're saying is that age has nothing to do with happiness.
That's right.
Well, let me give you an example. Suppose I died and Your mother came home with a 19-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean, yeah? I mean, I'm dead, and you can't even mourn for a tenth of a second?
Dad, you're not dead. You're sitting right here. This is a hypothetical death.
Okay, it's a hypothetical death, but you didn't even take time out for hypothetical mourning. I mean, it's almost like you wish I was dead.
No, Dad, I don't want you to die.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What?
What's the point?
The point is I'm dead and you all have me out on the sidewalk with the garbage.
So if you're a wonderful husband and a loving father, but darling, you do have a problem. You never get to the point.
I am trying to get to the point.
All right, Cliff, okay, go ahead, if you die.
Never mind.
Never mind what?
Denise.
Hey.
Denise, my friend, sit down. Now, I want to ask you a hypothetical question, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, suppose I died.
Yeah?
Boy, this is a cold family.
Hey, what's going on?
We're having a discussion. Suppose Dad died.
It would really tear me up.
Nice, sir. Well, tomorrow, I'm taking you out and I'm going to buy you a car. No, no, you all answered the question wrong.
I thought it was the 19-year-old.
Claire, listen to that.
What?
The sound of our children playing at your mother and father's house.
You know, Cliff, I've been thinking a lot about Mike and Nikki. They have a great relationship. Must be wonderful to have new and exciting things to talk about all the time.
Like what?
Well, I don't know, but all we ever talk about are bills, report cards, work. We are dull and boring and beyond words.
That's what you think, huh?
Don't you?
Come here. I don't want you to say another word, because we are beyond words. Sit down.
Thank you. Cosby Show is taped in front of a live studio audience.